Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome race fans. Welcome back to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Hi, my name is Tom Marquis. You know me best as the host of The Balance on the Balance Radio Network. But we are pleased to bring you today's track report on all across our affiliates and also right here on XRB Radio in Brownsburg, Indiana. Well, what an eventful and busy day yesterday was out at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. As you probably know by now, Elio Castroneves took away 8 Series Championship points and involved in a horrific crash, probably the worst crash we've seen out of the track so far this year, around noontime. Fortunately, he is completely okay, and he's able to get up and go, and they've got another car ready for him to go again today. And we can get into that on more detail on Saturday during the balance as well. Well, welcome back, race fans. It is time to talk some speed, and can you believe it? In practice yesterday, we finally broke the 230 barrier with Carlos Munoz, 230.121. Townsend Bell right behind him at 228.969. Tony Kanaan, GK, 228.172. James Davidson, 228.043. Sage Karam, 227.822, and Scott Dixon, Dixie Cup, 227.525, and Elio Castroneves still manages to come out with a combined practice speed of 227.514, and was still able to turn in somewhere around 85 laps. Simon Patajon, 227.478, and Will Power, yes, that's his real name, Will Power, 227.350, looking for big things from Mr. Power after winning the Angie's List Grand Prix of Indianapolis last week right here in Indianapolis at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Well, my name is Tom Marquis. Make sure that you catch us every weekend live on the Balance Radio Network on Yahoo Sports Radio Indiana. Also, follow us on Twitter at GBalance, at Indian May, at Pro Indy. And you know what, really? We're out there. So we're looking forward to bringing you all the track reports right here on XRB Radio throughout the month of May. Okay, we are doing 2 tapings here. So we're getting ready to do one for Yahoo Sports Radio. Standing by to do taping for Yahoo Sports Radio. We're going to have to redo this. We're going to start all over. Starting all over. All right, race fans, welcome back to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. You know me best as the host of The Balance on the Balance Radio Network in Yahoo Sports Radio Indiana. But so glad that we're able to bring you our daily track reports right here on XRB Radio in Brownsburg, Indiana. We do this every year, and we look forward to it. What an eventful day and busy day of practice yesterday out of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. First of all, we find out that Elio Castroneves is stripped away 8 series points for his, we'll just say it, calls the wreck at the end with, by hitting Scott Dixon at the Grand Prix of Indianapolis at the start of that race. So he was taken away 8 points, gets out on the track around noon, and then gets involved in a horrific crash, probably one of the scariest crashes that we've seen since we've been out here this month at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Fortunately, a new car ready for him to go, and he was able to get back on the track. He's okay. That's all good. But just a scary, scary wreck, and you can check that on, out online. And during happy hour, Pippa Mann gets involved in a accident that really pretty much may have taken her out of the Indianapolis 500. We're still waiting to hear back from Dale Coyne Racing if that's going to happen. And that's a, you know, that's a sad story there, because that's just a wonderful story with her partnership and not sponsorship with Susan G. Coleman, and being able to put that pink car out there to bring awareness to breast cancer. So hopefully DCR can get a new car out there for Pippa. But I tell you what, yesterday was also a great day. We broke the 230-yard barrier, can we say, on the old track record. Well, Carlos Munoz, 230.121. Townsend Bell, right behind him in his flashy car, 228.969. TK Tony Kanaan, 228.178. James Davison, 228.043. Sage Karam, 227.822. Scott Dixon, Dixie Cub, 227.525. Elio Castroneves still manages to get back out there on the track and turn 85 laps of 227.514. Simon Patajon, 227.478. And Will Power, yes, that's my real name, Will Power, 227.350. And Marco Andretti rounds out the top 10 at 227.320. Exciting month out here in May. Get out here. Gates will be opening up soon. And get out here. And we look forward to bringing you daily track reports right here on XRB Radio throughout the day. And keep us in tune into us live every Saturday morning on the Balance Radio Network and on Yahoo Sports Radio Indiana. My name is Tom Marquis. We'll see you tomorrow from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Okay, that was the Brownsburg one. So now we are getting ready to do the XRB. And that'll be just pretty much speeds. I mean, Yahoo Sports Radio. Yahoo Sports Radio coming in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, race fans. My name is Saul Marquis, El Presidente. You know me best from the host of The Balance every Saturday afternoon right here on Yahoo Sports Radio. Well, what a busy day it was out at the track yesterday. Elio Castroneves and Pippa Mann both involved in crashes. Fortunately, they're both okay. Fortunately for Elio, it looks like he's got another car. We're still waiting to hear back from Dale Coyne Racing. We broke 230. Carlos Munoz, 230.121. Townsend Bell, 228.969. TK Tony Kanaan, 228.172. James Davison, 228.043. Sage Karam, 227.822. Scott Dixon, Dixica, 227.525. And Elio Castroneves still manages to get out there and turn 85 laps and 227.514. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. Stay tuned for more track reports right here on Yahoo Sports Radio, Indiana.